low and low rich.
At your low lands is the richest land you've got, is your low land.
Mm-hmm. What about land that you used to raise your home?
Well, you've got to have that. Everybody always puts their sorriest land in Hazel, even they don't get no better hay than they do. But here's the thing about a lot of that. We've got people now that I know places where they raise their hay. They use a good fertilizer in there on their poor land. It makes good hay. Mm-hmm. Awfully good hay.
What do you call the, if you had a field planted for hay, you'd call it the hay?
Field. Farm.
What about meadow? Do you ever use that?
Yeah, meadows. Hay meadow. Mm-hmm. Right, hay meadows.
What about the word prairie? Did you ever use that?
Well, they cut a lot of hay out of the prairie now. People do. In different places right now.
Where's the prairie?
Well, we got different places where the well, the international paper just about did away with all of that. They've sent pine saplings out. They own most of that country, and they got it growing pine saplings now, most all of it.
Does international paper own a lot of land, too?
International paper, I'd say, owns 60%.
What would you call a sort of a swampy area next to the salt water?
Swampy area next to salt water?
Yeah. Down near the Gulf.
Well, if you get down there, everything we got in that area down there is it's marshland. It's low and got water on it most of the time.
Does it have trees in it?
Yes, it grows good cypress and tupelo gum.
How's a swamp different from a marsh?
Well, the marsh, you don't... here's the thing about a marsh. That marsh down there just grows a certain kind of timber that's subject to water.
Mm-hmm. It's got more water than...
It uses more water than the rest of it does. You take your tupelo gum and cypress and stuff like that grows in that marshy country down there. Well, they just got to have... they just ain't going to grow out on high ridge land worth mm-hmm. nothing.
You had some swampy land and you wanted to get the water off it and say you wanted to...
ditch it.
Okay. And you'd dig a...
dig a canal and cut it off.
And flood the water ditch. Off.
The water run off then.
Okay, so you'd say you were doing what to the swamp? You were
draining it.
And what do you call next to the Gulf, the saltwater, sort of a lake, saltwater lake, that opens on, it's closed on three sides but has a narrow opening? Then
that's a bayou.
Okay. Are there bayous around here?
Yeah, lots of them.
Fresh water or
salt? Fresh water. All of this country here is fresh water. This lake right here has got a bayou at the end of it down yonder.
Mm-hmm. What else besides a bayou is there?
Creeks. We got creeks and branches and things.
How's a creek and a branch different?
Well, they call the big ones the creek and the small ones sizes the branches. You take most of our branches, what we call branches, is always they're short mm-hmm. distance. And they got spring heads in them, it runs them. And that's why we call them branches, as far as I know. And the creeks is the creeks that drains the branches. The branches drains into the creeks and everything. And they're long and they're larger than the branches it comes to them.
What are the different names of the creeks and branches and bayous and things around here?